Visit Barracuda.com.
As you start your day, you're off to school, are you? Or off to work? Take us along. Good company in the form of, hopefully, me. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden, who's at controls in our originating network, which is Radio America, one of the four different ways radio stations get this program, carrying it on hundreds of different platforms around the country. That's sort of technical inside.
The other way is smoke signals.
Yeah, right, exactly. Or you can go to gooddayshow.com. I was explaining to somebody last night how this all works. Somebody that I met wanted to know how they could hear the program if it wasn't on a radio station. So
explain it to me.
Me being the genius that I am technically.
Yes, yes.
I said you go to gooddayshow.com or dougsteffen.com. There's a listen box, Richie. You go to the listen box. You click on that. And you can see where things are archived. We have the daily. We have a lot of things that are,
you know,
in a sense, podcasts.
Yes.
Or they, you can take the whole hour. Let's say you listen to hour number one of the Good Day program. It stands by itself. You will not hear anything in and out of that group, of that hour that you need to listen to another hour to get. But you're just intrigued enough to want to hear what we did after that, and you had to go to work. So on your way home, you've got an iPod, let's say. You go to the iPhone app, and you can go to DougSteffen.com that way, or GoodDayShow.com. And then you, again, to the listen box, you download hour number two of Good Day. And by golly, you can listen to that on your way home.
Call that one the deuce.
How's that?
The deuce. And you know what? There are about, that I know of, eight, maybe 10 apps that somehow, some way we are linked to and carry us.
Yeah.
So the way I see it is, how do you not hear us at some point during the day?
We are here.
We're everywhere.
Everywhere. We're everywhere. We're everywhere. We're going to meet another one of the Oak Ridge boys. It was last week or the week before we had one of them.
It was 2 weeks ago.
A couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, we have another one joining us today, Richard Sturban, who wants to spend some time really focused on Christmas music. I think the other fellow was here. His name escaped me. It was promoting his book.
Richard. No,
yeah.
Joe Bonzel.
Bonzel. That's right too. Yeah, had a book. But these folks in general want to push their Christmas shows that they have every year and their new Christmas cookie CD. So we'll meet him in a few moments. From the Did You Know and Do You Care fact department, did you know that tropical rainforests support more life than any other part of our planet, Roberta? About half of the world's species of plants and animals live in rainforests. And by the way, for those of you who are counting, that means about 1.5 million species of plants and animals live in the rainforest. Can you imagine that? 1.5 million have been counted living in the rainforest. I think that's astounding. Astounding. Later on in this hour, we'll find out more. One thing that people say about this program is that there's always such interesting information. Shelley Palmer around later on in the hour with a new report that says that the download of mobile apps, like we were just talking about, Richie, will increase 60% from this year to next.
Yeah.
Download apps going crazy. Speaking of crazy, before we meet Mr. Sturban from the Oak Ridge Boys, we'll have a little laughter at 10 after, right after this.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct.
Oh, ho, ho.
Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies?
Correct!
Are you kidding me?
watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Richie, you'll be happy to hear there's a new station in Anchorage and the label is Beer 101.
Oh, I'm all over that.
Forget it, Beer 101.
They have Jack FM and Fred FM and Frank FM and...
They're not going for a target market, are they?
No, of course not. No. All right, I've been looking around at some diaries, and I saw a diary of a lady and her husband that I thought it was pretty telling, actually. The diary of a day, and the perspective is from the husband and the wife. So here's the wife's side. Tonight I thought my husband was acting kind of weird. Made plans to meet at a nice restaurant for dinner or shopping with my friends, so I thought he was upset at the fact that I was a bit late. But he didn't say anything. Conversation wasn't flowing, so I suggested that we go someplace quiet so we could talk. He agreed, but he didn't say anything. I asked him what was wrong. He said nothing. I asked him if it was my fault that he was upset. He said he wasn't upset. Had nothing to do with me. Not to worry about it. On the way home, I told him that I loved him. He smiled and kept driving. I can't explain his behavior. I don't understand why he didn't say anything. He didn't respond to I love you or anything. When we got home, I felt as if I had lost him completely, as if he wanted nothing to do with me anymore. He just sat there quietly, watched television, continued to be distant and absent. Finally, with silence all around us, I decided I'd go to bed. About 15 minutes later, he came to bed. To my surprise, he responded to my caresses, and we made love. But I still felt that he was distracted, and his thoughts were someplace else. He fell asleep. I cried. I don't know what to do. I'm almost sure his thoughts are with somebody else or someplace else, and my life has become a complete disaster. And on the same day, the diary from the guy, boat wouldn't start, can't figure it out, at least I made love.
That's about right, isn't it?
Richard Sturman of the Oak Ridge, boy, he would never tell a story like that. He's up next here on Good Day.
Like to try a new Luden's Wild Honey Throat Drop?
Wow, this Luden's Wild Honey is delicious. Oh, I can almost see the bees now buzzing through the fields, going from flower to flower, collecting the sweet nectar, then flying back to the hive, filling it with their pure, luscious honey.
Yeah, most people just say they're good.
New Luden's Wild Honey, a luscious new way to soothe everyday throat irritation. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive... Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas tree, I only star.
I'm all over you.
This is fun.
All over you. I'll crank this up. Baby.
And those Christmas cookies are a special treat. The more she bakes, the more I eat. And sometimes I just can't get myself to stop.
Wait a minute. I just found out something about Richard Sturman that
sometimes
confuses me. He's a member of the Oak Ridge Boys, and he was born in New Jersey. What the hell is this? Hey, Richard, account for yourself, will you please? This is not Bruce Springsteen, is it?
No, it's not Bruce Springsteen. But believe it or not, I was born in New Jersey and I sing country music. I know that's kind of a rarity.
It does. It sounds like it's an oxymoronic thing. I don't have to guess which part you sing by listening to your voice, right?
Yeah, you can tell that I sing the high part.
Yeah. sang back up with Elvis, did you not?
Well, you're absolutely right. I've been singing in the Oak Ridge. It's hard to believe I've been an Oak Ridge boy for 38 years. For about 2 years prior to joining the Oak Ridge Boys, I sang in a group called J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet.
Yep, right.
I sang vocal back up to Elvis. Yeah, sure did.
Yep. J.D. Sumner. That must have been one heck of a good time. Tell us about that a little bit.
Well, you know, it was a great experience for two reasons, really. First of all, I was singing, you know, with Elvis. I was a part of the biggest tour in the music business back then. You know,
How old were you, Richard?
Oh, I think I was like 26 years old at the time. And like I said, I was in the biggest tour. But also, not only was I singing with Elvis, which was huge, but I was also working with one of my heroes, J.D. Sumner. You know, the way at the time he was the world's lowest bass singer, you know, and I kind of idolized him.
Uh-huh.
And to actually be working together with him as well as singing with Elvis, it was an amazing period of time in my life. There's no question about that.
I have to sort of pinch yourself. So how did you find the Oak Ridge Boys, or how did they find you?
Well, they called me up. You know, they had another guy singing bass, and he wanted to get off the road and you know, spend time at home working with his family and he ran a publishing company, and he wanted to get off the road. So the Oak Ridge Boys just called me up. You know, we had done some, when I was with the Stamps Quartet, we had done some shows with them. And they were familiar with what I could do, you know, and so they called me up and they offered me a job. And even though I was with Elvis, I was also a big fan of the Oak Ridge Boys, and I mm-hmm. felt like the Oak Ridge Boys had a great deal of potential. So when they did call me up and offered me the job, there was very little hesitation, if any. In fact, there was no hesitation. I jumped at the chance to join the Oak Ridge Boys because, like I say, I thought they had a lot of potential to be a very big act in the music business. I don't think that I even realized, though, at that time, you know how successful the group would become. So I think, you know, a lot of people questioned my, the wisdom of leaving, mm-hmm. you know, singing with Elvis to join an act that was basically a non-entity at that time outside of, you know, Southern gospel music.
Right.
That was the Oak Ridge Boys. But like, I felt like they had a lot of potential. So I think it proved to be the right decision. There's
you
no
sure
doubt about
got that.
That
one right. You sure as heck did. How have the Oak Ridge Boys changed over the years in terms of not only their music, but how you get along, how you function as kind of a unit or a family?
Well, you know, I think it's gotten better. Really, I do. When we were younger guys, you know, we were all a lot more hard-headed than we are right now. I think over the years, we've all mellowed.
Yeah, right.
And I think we have learned how to get along with each other, you know.
Yeah.
And I really think, we've been working together for 40 years now, close to it, the four of us. And I think we have developed a friendship that is second to none, and I think we've developed a respect for each other.
Yeah.
And
well,
we respect each other. We respect each other as men now. We respect each other's, you know, talents, and we realize that it takes all four of us to, you know, to make what is the Oak Ridge Boys, and we're a true team. We need each other. I think we all discovered that a long time ago.
Very, very smart. We're going to play some excerpts from this CD, Christmas Cookies, and have some more conversation with Richard Sturban of the Oak Ridge Boys as we continue on Good Day. Gaylord Opryland Resort is going to be the final site of their tour for Christmas this year on the 21st of December. If you're around, you probably want to catch that. 21 after the hour.
The all types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Is the queen of cheap, and she's sharing her money-saving tips with you at DougStephan.com. Click on Roberta's team page.
Hanging my stocking on the mantelpiece. Mary putting tinsel on the Christmas tree. Granny cutting cookies, pies of bacon in the oven. Mama cooking turkey.
I think that's Richard. Richard Sturman is spending some time with us, one of the founding members of the Oak Ridge Boys. They're presenting their Christmas show at Gaylord Opryland, and the final show is the 21st. So you have been out on the road for a long time at Christmas time. The Oak Ridge Boys and their Christmas tour seem sort of synonymous with what we expect, because this has been something you've done for, what, 30 years? How long have you been doing this?
Well, we this is our 23rd annual.
23rd, okay.
Christmas. Yeah, and this year, believe it, and the Christmas. Well, I think over the years, first of all, I think we've kind of become known for our Christmas
yes.
music over the years.
Yep.
And we've got we've recorded five Christmas, CDs during our career. Mm-hmm. We're even talking about doing another one next year. So, Christmas music has become, a big part of what we are.
Well, it's fun. The way you do it, the sort of special songs, the story you were just singing, Uncle Luther made the stuff, and that's fun stuff, if you'll pardon the pun. And it is part of... we confuse Christmas, the religious holiday, and Christmas and the visit of Santa Claus. And I suppose you can, some of the music that you have on some of these CDs is both secular and spiritual or sacred in part or a little bit in nature. But what I have found myself, if I may interject, what has happened more to me, especially the last 3 or 4 years at this time of year, I hardly ever listen to the radio anymore. Because I find most of the music on the radio is just flat, boring, the same old stuff over and over again. And frankly, I say that to my brethren who are in the conversation, the spoken word formats, which I've been in for 40 years myself. I don't like listening to most of that stuff either. But when Christmas comes around, I have found myself turning the radio on and listening, especially to the stations that are playing upbeat, I say Christmas tunes, but the Merry Christmas kind of Santa Claus happy songs into which much of what you have done in your various CDs fit, I think, Richard.
Well, I think what we've tried to do, every Christmas CD that we've recorded, and we do the same thing on our Christmas show, and I think it's one of the reasons the Christmas show is so successful is that we try to find a happy balance between doing the older traditional songs, you know, right, that people expect to hear at Christmas. I mean, you have to do some of those. We believe that because, you know, people want to hear those songs that take them back to their childhood days. You know, Christmas is a very traditional time. It's a very emotional time. Yeah. But yet also we feel it's important to do some newer contemporary Christmas songs that have been written by contemporary artists. So if you buy an Oak Ridge Boys CD or if you come to the Oak Ridge Boys show, you're going to see that. You're going to see the fun side of Christmas. We do songs about the romantic side of Christmas. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Santa Claus is a big part of our Christmas show and what we do. You know, we have a great Santa Claus. He comes out and interacts with all the kids in the audience. We just have a great time. We're also the only Christmas show that even pays tribute to Mrs. Santa Claus. We have a song about Mrs. Santa Claus, if you can believe that.
That's cool.
And, of course, then it's also important to us to sing about the sacred part of Christmas, you know, the birth of Jesus. That's something that we believe in. So that's a part of our show as well. Mm. But the whole show is a total package. And we even come out at the beginning and do some of our regular hits. You know, we do Elvira, you know, and some of the Oak Ridge Boys hits that you expect to hear. And some, we do some new music from our latest CD, The Boys Are Back. And so for about 40 minutes or so, we do some regular music. And then we go into the Christmas show, and we do we cover every aspect of Christmas.
We really do. What fun.
It's a total package of family entertainment.
Yeah,
it's a great way for families, you know, to spend time at Christmas time.
It's really a nice thing that you have put all this together. Check it out on their Facebook link. The Oak Ridge Boys, Richard Sturban. Don't forget their Christmas CD is called Christmas Cookies. Good to have you here. Merry Christmas, sir.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use about technology, media, and entertainment. First up, a new report by IDC says that downloads of mobile apps will increase 60% a year, creating more than a $35 billion business by 2014. And, as you know, apps aren't just for iPhones anymore. In other news, Google announced the launch of TeachParentsTech.org, a site dedicated to bridging the technological gap between parents and their children, offering over 50 how-to videos that explain the nuances of changing over your screensaver to more complex problems like file sharing. Google will even send a snail mail support package to the first 10,000 requests. If it's too tough, just ask your kids for help. And finally, according to a recent study, the average American spends over 13 hours per week using the Internet. Internet usage has increased about 121% in the last 5 years, putting it on par with our television consumption. Not surprisingly, 190 million Americans are regular email users. And as you know, 90% of email is spam. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa,
kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes and movies from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want. Instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Intuit Small Business presents Clarity in 30 Seconds. To see exactly where your business stands, just open Intuit QuickBooks and click on Reports. Hit the Profit and Loss tab. And there you have it. The bottom line. Literally. All your income and expenses made clear. With enough time left over to give myself a crew cut. Goodbye, home perm. Try Intuit QuickBooks online free for 30 days at Intuit.com. We do the legwork so you can...
On air. Online. And on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days. Guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Your heroine is here. Roberta Fasanelli, the Queen of Cheap, is going to help us here on the Good Day Show save some money. Toot sweet. And then Jennifer Horn is going to have a lot of time to talk about what's going on television. Who's moving up, who's moving down. You know, just a quick note on the passing of Richard Holbrooke. Not because I was a big fan of his in terms of what he did. I remember when I've done more politics on the air, being pretty critical of him, but what I find compelling and interesting about the story, 69 years old, having a meeting with Hillary Clinton. If you don't know who Richard Holbrooke is, he's probably one of the most visible diplomats that we have had. If you go back to even the Republican era, then he was with he was the United Nations ambassador. He's been an ambassador to a half a dozen different countries. There are a group of these men that have, and most, I think actually they're all men, the ones that I can think of off the top of my head, who made a career in the diplomatic corps of learning and becoming pretty skilled in maneuvering around in the world, getting to know the people who are in power. And these are the sorts of, this is the behind the scenes. Hillary Clinton doesn't really make the deals. Guys like Holbrooke make the deals, and then they go solidify. So Holbrooke had been around doing this for 25, 30 years in one way or another with the State Department. Never wanted to be Secretary of State, although he was put up. I think Clinton tried to get him to be Secretary of State, and he didn't want to. He's too much of a maverick and independent thinker and not a bureaucrat. But like or not his political philosophy, he was pretty effective and very well known around the world. So the fact that he died yesterday, I find two stories here pretty compelling. One of them is that he, first of all, the news media got it wrong. Duh, what else is new? They said he had complications of heart surgery. He did not have a heart problem. He had an aneurysm. And if you'll remember the story last week of the fellow who worked for me who died of an aneurysm, this is a very big problem. And most men, it's more of a much more of a problem with men than it is with women. Most men, especially if you don't have a regular physical, don't know about this very large pipe that goes from your aorta and sort of goes around the lower part of your stomach, back and forth, and carries the blood mostly up to your carotid artery. But it's in your gut. And his broke pretty much the same as the fellow who worked for me's broke. The fellow who worked for me was doing something physically very exerting when his broke. But because he'd never had it checked, and obviously Holbrook never had it checked either, you don't know if you have them. And these things are measured by a sonogram. If the sonogram, the person who's doing, the technician is doing the checking, holds it in the right place, they can measure the width of your aortic vein. And whether you have a little, like mine in one place, has a little bit of a bulge in it, like 2 milliliters or something. It's not something Ken Kronos, our doctor, says we have to worry about. But the point is, if you don't get it checked, you don't know you have it, and it can't explode. There are two important aortic potential aneuristic, is that the right word? Wherever you can get an aneurysm. One of them is in your brain, and the other one is around to your side or below your gut. And this circumstance with Holbrook, he had a tear in his, and the creation of the aneurysm is a tear, basically it's a tear in your, in the blood flow. The pipes that flow make the blood flow up to your brain. And when it breaks like that, it's almost impossible to repair. He went through 20 hours of surgery, and they couldn't fix it. So, I didn't tell you, you bleed to death, in essence. That's what
happened. Which is why Bret Michaels is a walking miracle right now.
Yeah, right. He had the same thing happen to him.
Incredible,
His was caused by drug abuse. And what happens if you abuse various substances, it weakens the elasticity of your veins and your arteries and that kind of stuff. And with all the drug use he had, it weakened.
We know that's true. I don't know that he was a big druggie.
Yeah, he was a diabetic for years.
Whatever. I'm under the impression that he had a drug problem. But
of course you are, because he runs a rock band called Poison, Glam Rock.
I couldn't. If you'd asked me that, I couldn't have named the name of the group.
No, I know.
But at any rate, I just thought, this is where you sort of have the rubber meet the road. So many people are so critical of other people because of their political philosophies, but the guy's a human being. And he lived a life of he enjoyed what he did, obviously. He was pretty good at it, and he had a good life, and he was of service to the country. And it's kind of sad that you would go that way, but it's a great lesson. And I think the lesson I told about John Ramsey, the same thing. If you men have... You're in your 40s. Richie, you're at the age when you need to have this checked out. And if, in fact, you have it, every other male in your family will have it. Mm-hmm. I know hear me talk all the time about the Hansen family, the other farmers here in Framingham. One of their brothers died. One of the others had one that was about to break that they caught just in time. And so all the other brothers in the family, there were 6 brothers in the family, they all had their aortas checked, and every one of them had a problem. Every one of them had to have the operation to they cut out the weak part, and they basically put like a PVC pipe in, and they put clamps on it, and so everything functions fine around it. But if you don't have the checkup and it isn't measured properly, then you don't know, and it could go boom at any time. And mostly it happens by the time you're in your 50s or 60s. So I thought that was worth a moment of our time. Now, let's spend a moment of our time with Roberta Fasanelli.
Shopping.
Shopping.
Christmas time is here, and Christmas songs you love to hear, thoughts of joy and hope and cheer, but mostly shopping. Christmas time is here, the sleigh bells and the red nose here, songs we love to hear, all played 1,000 times each year. Heard this same song 20 times, and it's only half joy to the world.
Christmas
songs you love to hear, joy and hope and cheer, but mostly shopping.
Who is this? This is great.
She's the queen of cheap.
The
diva of Comstock.
Wow.
It's Roberta.
Roberta told me that she was going to be gone for a couple of weeks. We'll be saddened.
Just 1 week, just between Christmas and New Year's. I'm going to Italy.
Can't make it too?
Huh? You can't make it too?
Very sweet. All right, Roberski, what do you have for people today to save money?
Yay! Free piano Christmas music. If you like Christmas music, but you're sick of hearing people singing, you can just do it like on the piano, or you can just like play it and sing it yourself and like do, you know, your own karaoke. So if the dog howls, you know, that's all that'll happen. Nobody will like throw you out. But free piano Christmas music, 10 songs for your MP3 player, free email letter to Santa.
How do you
download it?
Yeah, but is it, do you have to plug it into the piano? What are you talking about?
No.
Free piano music.
Yeah, it's piano music.
Piano music
recorded
on a CD?
Piano music. Instead of Christmas carols with people singing, it's just piano music.
I'm confused.
And you either, you know, put it on your headphones, or if you have one of those little things you stick your player in, you play it.
Okay, what else?
Free email letter to Santa, and it's a great website, too. Has lots of things for kids to do about Christmas. They can follow Santa around and play games and have the Santa webcam, blah, blah, blah. If you want to take a picture of your
kids.
That's
fetching and very exciting. Yeah.
And your kids looking so cute for Christmas. You put them in their Christmas, like, nice little clothes, their little red and green and white outfits, and you can bring them over to Walmart and get a free portrait. And you get a portrait composite as well free. And this is the deal of the day, Jen. Run, don't walk here. Go to 6pm.com, put in Skechers Shape Ups. They have Skechers Shape Ups for about $35 to $40 a pair.
Wow, that's really good.
I just bought a pair of Skechers Shape Up boots, outer suede with the furry stuff inside, for $35. Got a pair of Skechers sandals for $35 and a pair of Skechers sneakers, $35. So what it would have cost me to buy one pair, I got three, a pair of boots, a pair of sneakers, and a pair of sandals. This is the deal of the day. 6pm.com, just put in Skechers and watch what comes up. You're going to be amazed.
Amazed.
If you got big feet, you're really in luck, because a lot of the sizes are the bigger sizes, like, you know, 8.5, 9.5, 10, like that.
Yeah. If you have a big mouth and you have big feet, you're all set, especially if you're on the radio.
You know, and Shape-Ups is supposed to really, like, make your butt look nice, because it reverses your foot.
Yep.
So I'm going to be gorgeous, Doug.
Yeah, you're going to be absolutely.
By the time I wear these, I'm going to be gorgeous.
People will not be able to keep their hands off of you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Great. Coming up in a moment, Jennifer is going to deal with a very famous actress returning to Glee, the deep freeze that has hit the Midwest. The reason that I'm not on tour, I didn't make a big deal out of this yesterday, but obviously I did not go on my tour around the country to head west because of this whole situation from Ohio through Indiana, all over the Midwest. People were trapped in their cars because of the heavy snowfall, 30 inches of snow. One outfit reporting, one of the radio stations there, people sitting in their cars for 12 hours along a 10-mile stretch of route of U.S. Route 30. How can you imagine just sitting in your car, especially if the tank's on empty?
Yeah. I was just thinking about that this morning. What do you do?
Good Lord, that's not something you'd wish on anybody. So that's that story. Jennifer and her stories coming right up here on Good Day.
Excuse me? Like to sample a Luden's throat drop?
Luden's reminds me of being a kid, running through the neighborhood pretending to be a superhero, saving the universe from evil. I'd come home with a scratchy throat and Mom would give me a Luden's.
That's such a nice story.
Wait, there's so much more.
Great.
For everyday throat irritation, Luden's Wild Cherry Drops. The great taste and soothing relief you never forget. Luden's, it still works wonders.
At USAA, we believe what customers say about their auto insurance says everything about an insurance company. And USAA members have a lot to say. Jesse writes this on USAA.com. We just save $1,200 a year with USAA. While Justin writes, Dear USAA, thank you for being completely awesome, with an exclamation point. How does it feel to have auto insurance you describe as awesome with an exclamation point? Switch to USAA auto insurance and find out. Drivers who do save $450 a year on average.
Our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, switch to USAA Insurance today. Call 1-800-227-USAA or visit usaa.com/car. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. Savings based on 2010 countrywide survey of new customers who switch. Not applicable in Massachusetts.
Suppose you needed $500 tomorrow to pay off an unexpected bill. Do you have it? In this economy, a lot of people have already tapped out their savings. Hi, I'm Montel Williams from Money Mutual, your trusted source to over 60 lenders that can get you up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. Have you tapped out your savings? Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can in about 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. It's quick and it's easy. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about the overdraft charges, bounce checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go to MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH. Once again, that's MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH. That's 1-800-532-CASH.
13 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. It's Tuesday, the 14th of December, and the focus on television now, The View, which is becoming one of my favorite programs. If I have time as I transition.
You love it. You're hooked.
I do. I kind of like to see what Elizabeth is wearing.
Right, yeah.
And then
a year ago, she was vapid.
Yeah, not anymore. No. White House Christmas party. Well, now it's not called anymore. It's called the holiday party. Was this past weekend, and so these ladies, all influencers, were invited. I didn't get invited. Richie, did you get invited?
I didn't.
Roberta, did you get invited?
No, I
Jennifer?
Didn't.
Yeah.
You did get invited?
I turned it down. I had a better party.
Uh-oh. Yeah, Sarah invited me.
If I really worked it, I could get in through connections.
Yeah, I know you could.
And you could, too.
I probably could. But
I mean, if you guys really want, I can pull some strings.
So, Joy went to the White House with her boyfriend. Elizabeth was kind of cute asking her this question.
To make out with Steve at the White House, you got to make out at the White House. It's great. If you're there, you should make out.
I never heard that.
You made out at the White House?
Heck yeah. Tim and I were like, we're going to make out at the White House so I could say to one date to somebody, I made out at the White House.
It's the closest I can.
It's
disgusting.
It's romantic.
Oh, don't call her to a
using that term, make out.
They only made out. I mean, they didn't,
as adults,
you know.
Did you make out? What a
that
great
would be
Will
Nelson.
All the time.
Isn't that
what term do you use, Doug?
Great. I love that term, but I don't... We don't think as adults that that's what we ought to call it.
Do you say necking?
Making love.
No, making out is not the same as making love.
No.
Making out. Yeah, anyway.
Thank
so
God.
Joy was
the
at the White House with Bill O'Reilly, and apparently they made up.
This picture is of me and Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, you guys look like me.
He was there. We had a rapprochement. You know, it's like, it's a lefty-righty Christmas.
That's pretty good. It's a lefty righty Christmas.
He's
Barbara, and I got serious. I'm on to Boehner because he's a big smoker, and that kind of gives him a big circle and an X as far as I'm concerned. But Barbara Walters says that Boehner has an emotional problem because he's a crier. And as she interviewed her, remember that was part of what happened this past. No, was that 60 Minutes? Or was it Barbara? Well, no, it was 60 minutes.
It was did that.
Yeah, all right. So Walter says he's got emotional problems because he cries.
Making sure that these kids have a shot at the American dream, like I did, is important.
Guy, I'm sorry. He's going to be Speaker of the House, and he's not going to invite me to his Christmas party. But this guy has an emotional problem that every time he talks about anything that's not raised taxes, he cries.
What a great line. That's a great line. Roberta, you love that line. Hi, Jennifer.
Yes.
Who's returning to Glee, my dear?
Well, that would be Gwyneth Paltrow there, Dougie.
Wow, why?
You know who's not happy about this, though?
No, who's not happy?
Lindsay Lohan.
Why?
Because Gwyneth Paltrow plays a substitute teacher that's very cool, and she uses current references to teach these kids lessons. And she really was kind of hammering Lindsay Lohan on the last episode that she starred in.
Yeah.
And Lindsay was watching at Betty Ford and is very upset with Gwyneth because she thought they were friends.
Really?
Yeah.
That's too bad. Sorry about that.
Guess who's coming to TV?
Who?
Ethan Hawke is coming to Fox. Yeah, a brand new show called Exit Strategy.
Yeah. Ethan Hawke going to TV. Oh, that show's Exit. Yeah. All right, so here's Gwyneth Paltrow singing as we find ourselves at 51 after the hour with Huey Lewis in the news. Thank you. You're gonna fly away.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Christmas has come for the boys and girls on Wall Street. Wait till you hear this. There has been a rebound. I'll put that in quotation marks, a rebound as a result of your largesse, that is the government of the United States, which is funded by you. The bailouts have helped the banks to complete their two best years pretty much in investment banking history.
How is that possible?
Isn't it amazing?
I mean, just how is that possible?
The five largest U.S. banks, investment bank, trading banks, etc., Roberta, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Citigroup, and Morgan Stanley have had a better third and fourth quarter than probably in their history. And this is because of equity underwriting, higher volumes in stock and bond trading. This is a Bloomberg report up this morning.
Dumping off all of their bad assets.
Of course they got rid of all their bad assets.
Yeah.
And so, again, you are responsible for these people making all of this money. Not that it's bad, but I don't know. There's something that sticks in my craw.
There's an up and a down to this. Okay, everybody has kind of blown out all of their bad assets, so everybody's running lean and mean right now.
Yeah, right.
But
yeah.
Where did all those bad assets go?
Uh-huh.
That's the question.
Yeah. Did you notice that Bernie Madoff's wife looks a little bit like Deborah Cooper?
I haven't noticed that.
Picture that up, Richie. Yeah. 55 past the hour. In a moment, a couple of more things that Jennifer did not quite find or have time to get to. Things.
Okay, I had 30 seconds, buddy.
So I'm going to give you 3 minutes, Jennifer.
Oh, my God.
See if you can find out who's going to replace Steve Carell. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Steve Carell.
Steve Carell. Apparently, there is a lot of gossip about who's going to replace him on the office, in the office job that he's had, and he's one of the ones that's doing the gossiping. So that's coming right up here on Good Day.
Never let your lips go naked. Instead, for healthier, supple lips, slip on something silky like ChapStick moisturizer. Slide on something luscious and smooth like ChapStick cherry.
Or throw on something comfortable and familiar like Classic Black. Chapstick, hydrating formula for everyday protection. Because whether you're on a date or hard at work, healthy lips should never go naked. Join us on Facebook for even more lip service.
There's Complete. I've got a standard transmission. And then there's Most Complete. But I added a twin cam, fuel-injected turbocharge, independent front suspension.
Like what you get from Centrum Silver Ultra Men's, the most complete multivitamin for men over 50. It has nutrients to help support eye health and nutrients like vitamin D for your colon. Centrum Silver Ultra Men's, most complete based on number of nutrients among leading men's 50-plus multivitamin brands. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so Steve Carell has shot most of the episodes. When are they done with the, they shoot, I think they finish about, what, February?
Probably,
when
yeah.
The shows are over. I think they usually have 2 or 3 months. So he's going to be, I think, on with Ellen DeGeneres today. And the speculation is he will be talking about who ought to replace him on his television show. Who do you think would be a good replacement? Anybody got any ideas? Who would
they're
be good?
They're saying, you know who would be great? And they're saying is a big possibility is
Colin
Harvey Keitel.
Who?
Harvey Keitel.
Yeah, that's right.
Harvey Keitel would be good.
Wouldn't he be fun?
Yeah, he would be fun.
He would actually be a
not
great
Colin Powell?
Probably not.
No.
They've also said Kathy Bates could be a candidate, maybe Ricky Gervais, so. Yeah.
I don't even begin to understand what people see in that guy.
Ricky Gervais?
Yeah.
Wasn't he the original office guy from the UK?
Yeah, he was.
The UK?
From the UK, yeah. But so what? I don't get it. What is there about him that people think is funny?
E! Online says it will be Harvey Keitel.
Crude.
I think that would be an excellent replacement.
Did you see what they're calling? This is brilliant. This is a PR. I can't believe these people are this smart. At CNN, they have decided. Actually, this is not a CNN production, though, even though they're going to use the CNN studios. Anderson Cooper has a new daytime talk show that will start next year.
Yeah,
you know
we
what
talked
it's
about
be called?
That. What?
Yeah, and we talked about it, but we didn't know what the name was.
No, what's the name?
What do you think would be a good name?
Anderson Cooper. Oprah.
Oprah, the Oprah Show.
No, is that not what it's going to be called?
But almost, pretty close.
Cooper.
AC-180.
No.
What?
Goodrich. Isn't it AC-360 that's
on at night? Yeah, yeah.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
No. Any more?
I'm really hot, but I think I might play for the other team.
Yeah. Too long a title. No.
Okay, who else?
Anderson is going to be
good. Oh, very good.
Anderson.
That's stupid.
Pretty
like
good,
like Ricky,
huh?
Except different.
Yeah. Right. Jimmy Kimmel signed to host his show 2 more years, Richie.
Yeah, good. I like him.
All right. And NBC says, Jennifer, they're going to have a show to compete with American Idol called The Voice of America.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, isn't that what we
isn't
do?
Isn't that a radio network?
Yeah. Take him.
That's really... Yeah, another stolen idea from someplace in Europe, no doubt.
Right.
59 past the hour. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list. He's checking it twice.